Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Derrick Henry last year, 1,900 yards, led the league in touchdowns with 16, averaged 5.9 yards a run. Do you know that is his best yards per carry of his career? It's funny to Lamar detract to say Lamar had such a great year because Derrick Henry. Meanwhile, Derrick Henry had a career year in terms of what am I doing?
What'd you do?
I didn't hear zits. No, I didn't hear anything.
No.
All right. he scared me. I look, I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Do you know why Derrick Henry did not lead the league in yards rushing? Because Lamar had more. yards per carry, I should say.
Yeah.
Lamar was better. Just phenomenal what these guys have been able to do collectively. He gets a 2-year extension and $25 million guaranteed. Ed Norris, I know you are beside yourself.
Very happy. Yeah. Just happy, you know. Because, you know, I know how businesslike the NFL is, particularly the Ravens. They're very smart, and you always want to get rid of a player early than late and all those things we say. But I just love Derrick Henry, man. I did. I liked him as a Titan. I hate the Titans, but I just admired him, and I cannot believe he's a Raven. I still can't. Like, you know, even Kemi Cusick said, that is the most dangerous mesh point in the NFL, is Lamar Henry. Absolutely, positively. I mean, it just is. And it's just fantastic. And I agree with what he said, too. He's like the Nolan Ryan of the NFL.
That's a great comparison.
It's a great comparison. Ryan was just a physical freak. I mean, he still had a blazing fastball at like 46 years old. It's crazy. And I think Henry's that type of guy where he's going to defy the narrative about running backs, and he's going to continue to be a really good back, you know, for the next couple of years. I just do.
I love Derrick Henry, Jeremy. I was thrilled when they signed him because, and like I told you, there aren't many signings, free agent acquisitions, that end up being exactly what you thought it would be. Those two were exactly what I thought they'd be. One guy had 1,900 yards. Lamar had 900 yards and led the league in yards per carry, and I love him. As I said earlier, I just at his age, I would not extend him until I had to. However, it's not a bad deal.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying too. I mean, it's just the thought process of like, did you like when the Raven or the Orioles outbid themselves on Chris Davis? You know, it's like, okay, could you have let that go onto the market depending on how this season went? What if this season goes awry and he's not the same guy? Is he going to get the same amount on the open market? But I still think. I like the fact that they reward the guy for coming in and doing what he did last year. I understand the whole business process of it. It's a short-term deal. And then with what happened with Saquon Barkley, you almost feel like you had to do it. And I do think that $5 million is going to help.
410-583-1057. That's the number. I want to hear from you. Your thoughts on this Derrick Henry signing. I don't expect to fall off at all. I think the guy is special. If you look again, Kim McCusick, I never put Derrick Henry and Nolan Ryan together, but that is a spot on comparison.
I thought it was great. Yeah.
Some guys
it
are
really
just
did.
Different, man.
He's had those comparisons since college. I'm kidding. I just made that up. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
See if you guys are in your toes.
He mentioned, somebody else mentioned the other running backs in the room, one of the listeners, one of the callers. Do you think Derrick Henry gets fewer carries this year coming up and those other running backs get more? Not more than Henry, but an increase in carries.
I can see a little change in the workload, but Henry's a guy that you have to give a lot of carries to. He gets better in the fourth quarter. He gets better late in the season. I would definitely not be playing running back by committee with him because he won't produce.
I do think at some point you got to start spelling him a little bit more. And that might mean a carry or two less here or there. Yeah. But the game flow is going to decide what happens. Like if you're in a game and you're coming down the, like let's say they were up by 14 points in the fourth quarter. Yeah, normally you want to use Derrick Henry to wear him down. Maybe he doesn't get a couple carries on that drive. Maybe you give one to Justice Hill. Maybe it is a run by Lamar.
He only averaged 19 carries a game, though.
I know. I'm just saying.
Not, like, I mean, to people who think he carried the ball too much, he only averaged.
He's not getting 30 a game.
Yeah, he averaged 19 carries a game.
What did he have? Two or three games where we were going, man, why didn't he give him the ball more? And I think that kind of helps it. But he's going to be a guy that should average around 20 carries a game.
And I think that's still where spelling him. Games in which, you know what, we can get by without giving him a ton of carries today. Because looking down the road, hey, we're going to need him to have about 25 or 30 in this game. I think they were very smart in how they distributed the ball to Derrick Henry.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Man, you sound much better this morning.
Yeah,
man,
he's happy.
You take your Prozac.
I appreciate y'all dogging me yesterday like that. I appreciate that, man. Not at all. I was eating something, and that's why my voice was changing.
That's what you said.
But anyway, man, I'm loving the extension, man. I'm not going to lie. I didn't like Derrick Henry with the Titans or whatever, man, because he was just so good or whatever, but to have him on our team and to have him extended and all, man, I'm really, really very happy. And I expected that. You know, it's no surprise, you know, with the extension or whatever. I'm just glad they got it done, you know, as soon as they did.
Hey, Mike, it's okay for men to cry.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Rocky. All right, man.
I'm a thug, and I swear to God I cry.
Let me tell you about my life. I'll make you cry.
Derrick Henry was one of those guys. I'm not an Alabama fan, but I liked him there. I'm not a Titan fan, but I liked him there. And now that he's with the Ravens, I love him. I absolutely love him. I ain't heard from this guy in a while, man. Let's go to Woodbury and get Joe. Where you been, Joe?
I just listen to y'all, man. I like listening to your intelligent callers, and then the stupid ones make me laugh. But anyway, I'm just listening to y'all, and I'm thinking about Nolan Ryan, man. And what you just said about Henry, didn't like the school, but you like a person. And right. I was telling people, hey, you'll follow a particular player you like all through his career with every team he goes to. But I just wanted to say, so other people can talk, Nolan Ryan, baseball, defined logic. Derrick Henry, so far, football. But I'm thinking about LeBron James, man. 18 years old, jumped right in the fire. Been doing it for over 22 years. Might come back another season. Come on, man. Yeah. These people, that's longevity. Ain't that what they call it?
Yeah.
And I'll pass it on, brothers. Y'all have a blessed, wonderful day.
You love to hear from him.
There's some guys like that, man. LeBron James is another good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
He just won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Don't do that. Don't
no,
do that
I can't
to the
anymore?
Guy. Don't do that to the guy. You can't. No diddy.
He can't. Have you?
Nobody wants to be married to that, right?
I asked Ed. Have you listened to any of that trial? Any of the stuff coming out of there?
I have.
What did he want rubbed on his nipples again?
Oh, my gosh.
That should have been in the world of stupid. Good God.
If you put it this way, folks, you know, I don't normally like that type of stuff, but because it was such a part of my young adult life, and I didn't like to do it anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't. People will tell you. Yeah, she'll tell you, nah, he never liked Bad Boys. I never liked Bad Boys. I didn't. Biggie was the outlier to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the rest of them cats.
I loved Bad Boy. I didn't like him.
I didn't.
I couldn't
understand Mace.
I had every 112 album. Hell, that even came on yesterday. I was listening as I was driving around.
Yeah. So this just to hear this stuff is like,
For people who don't know, when Jeremy pulls in the parking lot at whatever it is, 5:15 in the morning.
Is the music blasting?
I can hear it with your windows closed. Yes.
I'm trying to think what I pulled in listening to today. Yeah. It was a hip-hop song because the one somebody was staring at me was just blaring.
Does Al Horford qualify as an old player?
Yeah.
He's still around.
Yeah. The guy won national championships in Florida. Though.
Yeah.
Everybody.
He's at that level.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
It's because he's been around for a long time.
No, I mean, he won national championships in college. He won NBA championships.
You're right.
He's
Florida.
Yeah. Right? He won back-to-back championships.
He was there with Joakim Noah.
No, he did.
Or
Joakim.
Joakim Noah.
He won. He was there then?
No, it's pronounced Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corey Brewer.
Corey Brewer. Somebody else was
David
there.
Lee.
David Lee.
That big was white dude. Well, he wasn't that big, but he played a lot. He played for your Knicks, Ed.
Mm-hmm. He played like five teams, huh?
Yeah.
He played for that many teams?
Yeah, he was with the Warriors.
I don't remember him as a Knick, though.
The Thunder?
Oh, yeah. You say you don't?
No.
I think he played with the Knicks longer than anybody, right?
I think so. He bounced around the league a little bit.
He did.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.